Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gedman. The throw from Tettleton and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Buckner scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Gedman scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Boggs, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Box settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Rick Peters now playing center field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mooneyam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Bathe now catching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bocht strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.